Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Freedom Minds Radio. We are still getting our new website up and running, so thank you all for those who have been participating for sharing and giving us that feeling of getting back up and running properly. We appreciate it very much. Freedomizerradio.com, and we do have a new chat room there. I want to let you know that not all browsers at this time work in the new chat room, so please try to find one that you're comfortable with that works in the chat room. Chrome seems to work fine. Not my favorite, but it does work, and just wanted to let you know that. Okay, and up next is See the Power in You with me, Cheryl, and my lovely co-host, Miss Cookie. I'm operating in a couple of different windows, et cetera, and having a little bit of difficulty here, so I hope that you'll bear with me today as I try to get more comfortable with what's going on here. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take just a short commercial break, and we'll be right with you.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
ESP Botanicals, Silverleaf Tea, SodaStream, and Solavay are all sponsors here at Freedomizer Radio. I know that our website is still in the process of getting revamped, so if you would like to support the programming here at Freedomizer Radio, check out those services and products. Computer is like, no, it says it's non-responsive. So at least I got Cookie's microphone live. So good morning, Miss Cookie.
Good morning, and how are you today?
Well, I'm a little befuddled with all this new stuff. You know, us humans, we sometimes make change very slowly. And when a serious amount of changes are thrown in our face, then it just takes a little while to get back in the swing, so to speak.
Well, it's amazing.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic, great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com, and check it out and order it, Silver Leaf Tea.
Okay, so I'm not touching anything for a while. See how it'll settle down. I'm sorry, Cookie, you were going to say something. I mentioned about change.
I said it's amazing to me that you can do so much and learn so much in a short period of time and still make it work.
Well, we have our glitches, apparently. But we're here to spread the news about what's going on and share, you know, what's in the news and at least our little tidbits of insight from all the other stuff that we've been reading and studying. So we try.
Yeah. So what's new out there?
Well, you know what? This thing about glyphosate, you know, I know Judy has been talking about it for months and months and months. She was way ahead of us on this glyphosate issue. And for those of you who don't know, glyphosate is like the active ingredient in Roundup. And it's what they dump all over our plants to kill weeds and and, you know, I try to do the, like, as much as I can to bring the latest news. I mean, sometimes we have to discuss things that are already out there and have been out there for a while to sort of tie things together. But I try to bring as much really current news to the listeners as possible. And this is just another very difficult topic to cover, because the studies are coming, and they're starting to come in fast and furious, and it's a little bit difficult to keep up with them. But I'm going to share some things that have come up recently. Natural News is one of the ones that does such a great job of bringing us the most current news on all kinds of health-related topics, including this one. So if you have not already subscribed to Natural News, I encourage you to do so. And for those of you who do not have internet access, you can always tune in to See the Power Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and we'll try to bring you up to date as best as we can. For those that do not have computers, I hope that you will share our phone number, because that is an easy way for people to learn about what's going on if they don't have the access or the inclination to learn this new technology. And our call-in number is 347-324-3704. Okay, so a new dirty truth about glyphosate. This time it's a study published in the journal Free Radical Medicine and Biology. According to this new and latest indictment of Roundup, researchers affirm that it is essentially a destroyer of fertility, particularly in men, and at levels far below what is commonly found as residue in the conventional food supply. A team of scientists from the Universidad Federal de Santo, yada, 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 in Brazil. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to strain myself to try to pronounce some of these things. They set out to verify the merits of an existing body of research on glyphosate, which has previously determined that the chemical is a powerful endocrine disruptor. They look specifically at how exposures to low doses of glyphosate affects Sertoli cells, and that's S-E-R-T-O-L-I, which live in the testicles, sustain healthy sperm, and are required for normal and healthy male sexual development. As it turns out, these Sertoli cells are exposed to relatively, when they are exposed, when they are exposed to relatively low doses of glyphosate, they end up dying through a series of glyphosate-induced changes. According to the team's analysis, Roundup exposure at a mere 36 parts per million lead to both oxidative stress and the activation of multiple stress response pathways that ultimately lead to these cell death in test mice. the herbicide also increased levels of intercellular calcium in cells, an overload of which can also lead to cell death. Glyphosate has been described as an endocrine disruptor affecting the male reproductive system. Now, I told you 36 parts per billion. Now, the EPA, and this has been since May, you know, when we hear about these things, we have to respond. It is so important that we respond. We need to respond to the EPA. Now, they opened comments in May, and there has been so little response that they are considering raising the level of glyphosate that is allowable in crops by some 3,000%. Through the EPA's new standards, the amount of allowable glyphosate in oil seed crops such as flax, soybeans, and canola will be increased from 20 parts per million to 40 parts per million, which GM Watch acknowledged is 100,000 times the amount needed to induce breast cancer cells. Additionally, the EPA is increasing limits on allowable glyphosate in food crops from 200 parts per million to 6,000 parts per million. It's up to all of us, those who hear about this, know about this, and are concerned about this, to contact the EPA about their possibly inflating and increasing the allowable levels of glyphosate in our food supply. This is very concerning, very concerning.
Very, very upsetting, Cheryl, because when you're talking about the endocrine system, you're not just talking about the male or female organs or the breast, you're talking about the pituitary, the pineal, the thyroid, the parathyroid, the thymus gland, the hypothymus gland, the adrenal glands. So when you're talking about the whole endocrine system, it's actually going to affect us majorly adversely, because the main meridian going down the body is the central, and then there's a governing meridian that comes up. And the thing is, that protects our chakras and our heart and our thyroid and our digestive system, which goes down to the male organ and the female organ. But when you're having a problem with any of that, when you have a problem with the thyroid going down, then not only do you have autoimmune diseases, but you have cancer coming in then. So the thing is, prostate cancer is in the uprise. Yes, reproductions are having a problem. And then we're going to have more problems with other things, people not thinking clearly, not being able to see things, not being able to focus, not being able to have energy. If you're talking about affecting the whole endocrine system, which actually helps operate our whole bodies.
Yikes. Well, thank you for that insight, Cookie, because, you know, I can bring the news, but you're the one who knows how these things actually affect the body on a deep level, and so it just serves to bring this information to a much higher level. You know, to hear that, oh, the EPA is doing this, oh, well, you know, it's easy for somebody who doesn't understand the serious ramifications to go, the EPA is doing whatever they do, and they're doing whatever they do, and they're going to do it. And not action if they don't understand the underlying seriousness of these actions.
Well, the thing is, the endocrine system is all the glands, too. And when our glands get, our filtration systems get clogged, then you end up with more type of cancers like Hodgkin's lymphoma and lymph diseases and cancers and different things like that if it's affecting the whole glandular system, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. freedomizeradio.com. Here I am trying to multitask, which is actually not my strong suit. I hope that anybody who is listening knows that our website is up and running. This show's not listed. Let's see how that all works. Sorry, Tessa. Thank you for tuning in. It seems that our website is still having some technical issues on bringing the live shows to you. Let me see if we've got this one going on here. We're in this serious learning curve with all these new things, because our website looks completely different. And like I said earlier, when we all get used to having things look and feel a certain way, it takes a little while to adjust. I'm hoping that will come up. Okay. And, you know, that's very concerning. This whole thing about the fertility issues is very concerning. I will be posting, like I have been for the past, I'm working on being as consistent as possible, putting on my Facebook page, just go to facebook.com/seethepower. And you'll find my page. The most current photograph that you find there will be the most current show, and it will have a date there. I'm posting the links for the articles that we're discussing so that you may share these with other people. And I'm seeing a nice increase in the number of people who are sharing these articles from having listened to them on our show. So thank you all for spreading the news and helping us to get the word out about what's going on. Okay. So it looks like the site is working very similarly. And no, Gary did not call in. So the morning show this morning did not start until 10 o'clock when we started here today. And that's an answer to Tessa. And you need to refresh your screen when you go to freedomizeradio.com. If you've been in there for a little while and you've been chatting, et cetera, when the new shows start, and they start 9, 12, 9, 3, 6, and 9 p.m., you know, they start on those hours. So when you come to the website, if you're starting, anyway, that's when the new shows start. So you need to refresh your screen if you come in shortly after or shortly before those hours. Just make sure you refresh your screen. Sorry, that sounds very confusing. We're gonna work on making it a little bit easier, but we appreciate everyone who has been so diligent in getting this information out there about how to operate this new environment. I wanted to share a particularly important document. Glyphosate suppression of cytochrome P450 enzymes and amino acid biosynthesis by the gut, pathways to modern diseases. This particular article, it's really technical. So those of you who really, who want to take things to another level of understanding, this would be the place to go. They're talking, and now the new studies are suggesting that it's the glyphosate destroying our gut bacteria that's causing so much autism. And it may be a combination of vaccine and the glyphosate in our diet that's causing this. Now, no one knows for sure, but I know that the MMR vaccine, recently the courts have admitted that it does cause autism. So, what we need to do is stay away from these the chemical cocktail as much as possible so it doesn't affect our bodies and those of our children. So, anyway, those documents will all be posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com, See the Power. Nice. Okay, so let's get back to what's going on. Okay, so those were the three things I had today on glyphosate. Natural News is... announcement about the studies on the effects on male reproductive and also the EPA raising the allowable glyphosate and that technical article. So let's pull up the next one that I have in Arsenal. My computer doesn't really like all this all these extra windows and everything along with my slow internet connection. So I hope you'll bear with me. This is from Delta Farm Express. And what I found very interesting as I was doing some research the other day is I pulled up farming associations, and what I found lacking on all of those sites is anything mentioning GMOs, which I found very disturbing. Like, well, let's not talk about it, and maybe we won't have to talk about it. Okay. Well, we're done with our little cool spree, it looks like, for this week. So 10:24, and I'm having to turn the air conditioner on and close the door. It's getting hot out there. Okay, back to this article. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services decided not to allow the planting of genetically modified crops on government lands in the Mid-South and Southeast. Most of the time, agriculture stands up to environmental extremists with sound science, reputable studies, and steely nerve. Other times, the court just gets involved. For example, under pressure from a recent court settlement in Delaware, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services decided not to allow the planting of GMO crops this year on government land. Now, in the Southeast region, that is Arkansas to the Carolinas. They will instead prepare an environmental assessment to evaluate the future use of GMO crops, particularly corn and soybeans, on national wildlife refuges. Now, that's a huge step, Cookie.
It sure is, and I'm glad they're acknowledging that, because if they did do it, you know how it would spread, and it would actually wreck everything for, you know, in a matter of no time, we would not have any pure salmon.
Well, this has to do with planting GMO crops on government land, and this is the wildlife services. So what that tells me, I mean, if I'm reading between the lines, of course, and this is my own opinion, is that they have seen the detrimental effects of GMO crops on animals we eat, animals we've tested on, and they are making an attempt to protect the wildlife.
Okay, here, I misunderstood. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure that you got that part.
No, that is a biggie then.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, protecting the deer and all the animals, yep.
This environmental assessment will determine whether genetically modified seeds will continue to be used in conjunction with non-GMO crops in those areas. Environmentalists told the court that GMO crops pose harm to beneficial insects, increase prevalence of resistant weeds, alter soil ecology, and cause genetic contamination of natural plants and harm to amphibians and birds that eat herbicide-tainted crops. This goes against years of numerous exhaustive studies on GMO crops proving their safety, not to mention the fact that farmers have flooded fields for wildlife behind genetically engineered crops for years, and now it poses a danger to the wildlife. Farmers not only profit by farming refuge lands, but help the FSW, that's the wildlife services, meet specific goals and objectives. Many of the lease agreements require farmers to leave a percentage of the crop in the field for wildlife. See, that's the kicker. See, I guess I was, my thinking was on the right track. I was reading before the lines were written, but there we go. Okay, so this has been a natural symmetry and synergy between industry, government, and the environment that has proven itself over and over again to be successful. So the farmers go in and they use these government lands to plant crops, and then they're required by that agreement to leave a percentage of those crops there for wildlife to feed them, because what they're doing is they're basically taking up the natural wildlife space and filling it with something that wouldn't normally be there. And, you know, that's the other thing that's kind of crazy is that, for instance, cows don't eat corn and soybeans unless that's all they have to eat. It's not their natural choice of food. So what they're doing in this environment is that they're leaving... They're taking up land that would be just normally grasses and other natural plants for the area and putting things in there that don't belong and that these animals wouldn't necessarily eat unless that's what they have to eat. So it's kind of a whole scary situation. And I'm really glad to see that the courts are moving towards setting a precedence, I hope. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can find my studio. There we go. We are at the bottom of the hour, and I would like to take a commercial break. I'm going to hope that I am able to do that. Let me try it in this window and see if it works better. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even though this is technically challenging for me, I'm sorry. Our website works better in Chrome, but my studio works better in Firefox. Having to find, okay, so here we go. Do check out our sponsors, and one of them, Silverleaf Tea.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Come listen to Ancient of Days and learn about the lies we've been told about our ancient history on Ancient of Days, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I'm Tessa Dick, and you're wonderful. Thank you.
That's our newest commercial here at Freedomizer Radio for Tessa's show. So welcome to the Freedomizer Radio family, Miss Tessa. And I'm going to play a public service announcement for you.
Hi, my name is Rachel Parent. I'm 14 years old, and I'm the founder of Kids Right to Know. I'm concerned about the environmental and health risks of genetically modified organisms, GMOs. I believe everyone has the right to know what they're eating. 70% of the food consumed is genetically modified, and the biotech and junk food companies don't want us to know about it. They continuously put out millions of dollars to avoid GMO labeling. What do they have to hide? Be sure to watch my special debate with Kevin O'Leary on July 31st on the Lang and O'Leary Exchange Show. It'll be on CBC television. I hope everyone can watch, and I'll be pointing out to Kevin that he is living in the past, and I'm fighting for our future.
I'm looking forward to that one. And for those of you who might miss that, be sure to look for it on YouTube after the fact, because I'm sure that there'll be a YouTube presentation of that debate.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. as I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
There we go. Okay, well, that one may just decide. Let me see if I can turn it off. Apparently not. Oh, it could start playing at any moment.
How do you wake up in the morning? Do you jump out of bed with a smile? Or do you hit the snooze button over and over again? Tune in each Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, Christine Siegel. On my show, you will learn valuable health and wellness tips that will boost your energy levels. Are you eating a sad diet? Learn how to find quality, nutrient-dense foods. Life is what you make of it. Only you can change your life. You are that important. Join me, Christine Siegel, on Wake Up and Live here on Freedomizer Radio.
Okay, well, we're back, and we're back with Miss Cookie. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's afternoon here already.
That's right. You know, well, you know what? Y'all have to just deal with it because I talk in Pacific Standard Time, and if you guys will just have to adjust.
We're adjusting very well.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for adjusting. I appreciate it. That's really good news that, and that's from Delta Farm Press. Again, I'll put all of these articles in on my Facebook page so you can go and check them out. And since I don't multitask very well, I'll have to prepare this next article as we speak. THONline.com. Let's see. Because what I do is collect these things over a period of sometimes days, preparing for our shows so that we can bring you the best information possible. This is another one that's really good news. Some farmers want more security of new Monsanto crops. So even though the Farmers Association websites are not necessarily talking about genetically modified foods on their website, apparently the information is filtering down to the farmers. A coalition of farmers is asking federal regulators to further scrutinize Monsanto's new soybean and cotton offerings, saying that they pose environmental threats to nearby crops. The Indiana-based Save Our Crops Coalition, a group of farmers who grow conventional and organic crops, filed a comment with the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week, asking the department to expand its review of soybeans and cotton that Monsanto is developing and are currently awaiting federal approval. So as if they don't have enough junk in our environment, they're asking for additional ones. And I'm wondering if these crops, I don't know, I don't want to get into that. Okay, we'll come back to that later. The company filed its own comment late Wednesday asking the agency to suspend its review altogether, saying the agency doesn't have the authority over the issue. So that's, The additional review, the company said, would further delay introduction of important crops to the market, ultimately harming farmers and the agricultural economy. Now, and that's, we all know that that's more BS from Monsanto and them just their own political propaganda. Monsanto's been working to genetically modify soybeans and cotton to make them resistant to dicamba, a decades-old herbicide known for being especially volatile and prone to drift to non-target fields. The company, along with its competitors, is scrambling to develop new herbicide formulations and crops to overcome growing resistance to glyphosate, and we've already talked about what that is. We already know all that. The new soybeans and cotton designed to survive applications of dicamba are Monsanto's answer to the problem that plants are become, or that weeds are becoming glyphosate tolerant. Earlier this year, the Save Our Crops Coalition successfully petitioned the USDA and asking for a more stringent review of dicamba tolerant plants, as well as those designed to tolerate another older herbicide, 2,4-D, being developed by Dow. That's strange. I don't know what that particular herbicide is. I'd have to do more research on it. Perhaps if you are inclined, you can do that. 2,4-D. Is the alphabet soup for that particular herbicide. The department had planned to perform an environmental assessment, but the coalition's petition forced the department to conduct a more extensive environmental impact statement. The coalition maintains that dicamba, because of its potential to drift and volatilize, is proven to be one of America's most dangerous herbicides for non-target plant damage. In other words, because dicamba can easily move in the wind and because evaporation allows it to travel, it can cause damage to nearby crops. Late last year, after conversations with the coalition, Dow agreed to include directions on its product labels that would legally require farmers to take certain precautionary measures when spraying it, especially in areas with sensitive crops. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I think it's hard enough for farmers doing what they do, but to go to, if a product requires that much additional instructions on its label. Now, and that brings up to me all of this labeling issue. I just want to scream over that. But anyway, Monsanto said that its dicamba tolerant crops would be on the market as early as 2014, depending on the regulatory timeline. The company says its new formulations are less volatile and prone to drift than the old ones. And you know what? We can't believe anything that Monsanto has said to date. They have lied. And if anybody thinks that they're going to come clean and be more honest now, just because things are being brought out into the open, then I've got a bridge for you. Cheap. If we use this dicamba system as we have the other, this will become resistant too. And this is Aaron Hager. He's a weed specialist at the University of Illinois. If the mindset of the end user is that this will fix the problem, that will more than likely reduce the effectiveness of the product. We have no evidence whatsoever that resistance would not evolve to dicamba. So, you know, I love it that, you know, some of these other agencies are starting to get involved. To me, that's just an excellent, excellent sign of the times in this information explosion that we are all living in. Yikers. There's a couple of kind of sad things that are going on, you know, and we need to know about these two. I would love to bring you all good news about what's happening on the front of genetically modified foods and all of this stuff, but we do have to live in the reality of things. This article is from Global Research. .ca, and initially came to me in another language, which I don't even know what language that was. I found the article not via my normal research, so this was kind of an interesting one. Skimming the agricultural development section of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation website, it kind of tries to give you this like good feeling. African farmers smile in a bright slideshow of images amid descriptions of the foundation's fight against poverty and hunger. But biosafety activists in South Africa are calling a program funded by the Gates Foundation a Trojan horse to open the door for private agribusiness and GE seeds, including a drought-resistant corn that Monsanto hopes to have approved in the United States and abroad. The Water Efficient Maize for Africa program was launched in 2008 with a $47 million grant, $47 million grant from the mega-rich philanthropists Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. The program is supposed to help farmers in several African countries increase their yields with drought and heat-resistant corn varieties, but a report released last month by the African Center for Biosafety claims that this is actually threatening Africans' food sovereignty and opening new markets for agribusiness giants like Monsanto. And doesn't that just sound familiar? The Gates Foundation claims that biotechnology, GE crops, and Western agriculture methods are needed to feed the world's growing population. Well, we've covered the myths surrounding those kinds of statements, and we know for a fact that that is not the case. Let me go and find... We're getting down around 10 minutes, and I know I've got one or two other things I want to share, but I'm going to share them quickly and then hope that our listeners are getting the gist of it, and those who want to know more can go to my Facebook page, pick those documents up, and share them with others. Do you have a proclamation ready for us today, Miss Cookie?
No, but I could get one ready.
All righty.
It wouldn't take me long at all.
I know, you're very quick. And the other kind of, I want to say it's bad news, is coming out of Pakistan. So they're targeting countries that may or may not be as privy to the information on the Internet, like, I mean, Africa. I know that people in the government and agencies there would be, but certainly not not the farmers. Okay, so this is out of Istanbul. A senior federal government official refusing to share his name that a request in this regard has been received by the Ministry of Food Security a few weeks back and is being reviewed. Three multinational companies, along with a number of national firms, have approached the Ministry of Food Security seeking licenses to raise genetically modified food products in Pakistan. He added that the ministry had received the request to launch the GM products, maize and cotton. He identified the firms as Monsanto, Pioneer, and Syngenta. The food expert said that GE manufacturing as a biotechnology mainly used to make new products, particularly new types of crop products. What's really interesting is that these crop products are not meant to feed the world. I'm sorry, but they are mostly commodity products, especially like the cotton. And these are the cotton, BT cotton, is highly toxic to animals. Finding out that cattle and sheep that have normally been feeding on the leftover plant after harvest of cotton have just fallen down dead. They are, it's a serious, serious issue.
And is that the ones that they talked about with the scorpion venom in?
Now, I have to look at that, Cookie, because the scorpion venom, I'm not really sure which product that was. My brain doesn't quite work that way, so I can't remember it. We haven't discussed it particularly, so that one I don't know. Another one that is I'm going to cover just really quickly, this one is out of Zimbabwe. Farmers cry foul over GMO potatoes. Genetically modified potatoes, which are being smuggled from South Africa, continue to flood the country despite spirited efforts by local farmers to stop their illegal importation, which is driving them out of business. The government banned the importation of potatoes about 3 years ago, these GE potatoes, to protect local farmers. Investigations by Standard Community revealed that cheap potatoes from South Africa continue to flood southern parts of the country, including one that I can't pronounce. Farmers who spoke to Standard Community said that the smuggling of potatoes had become a major challenge in reviving the once vibrant sector. So anyway, you can read more about that on my Facebook page if you'd like. Just knowing that these other countries are having to fight, and the part that really ticks me off is that they're picking on what we consider often third world countries and
the weaker ones.
Because the
today's
strong ones are.
Go ahead. I was going to do a proclamation on artificial intelligence because that's actually what GMOs are and what they're doing with our food and the things that are going on. So I thought maybe that would be a good one to talk about today.
Perfect.
I offer you this proclamation to all beings to accept or reject according to your free will choice. I, being a spokesperson for humanity, call forth all individuals and groups of beings harboring the intent to enslave humanity on any level of consciousness to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I command all activities put into motion be suppressed or trying to enslave or create artificial intelligence which violate free will choice with or without permission on all levels of consciousness, be reversed in perfect subsequential order, transmuted into the divine expression of creative love, and returned to the creator source to be used only as a positive, productive energy. I command this take place in harmony with all life forms upon and within the planet Earth. I call forth individuals within humanity as one in voice, one in consciousness, one in intent, to declare independence as a sovereign species, claiming responsibility for their actions and their dominion over their creation. And so it is. And thank you. And I think that everybody should, any creation that they make, they should be accountable for their creations. I think they would think twice what they're doing, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If, see, the power was president, there would be no genetically modified foods ever allowed again. They would all have to switch over, and it would just, you know, they'd be gone. They'd have to be gone.
Or if they ever could, let them eat it, and let's see how they like it.
let's douse their vegetables with all of this crap and say, okay, here you go. We don't want you to know what's in this. Oh, let's do that.
We'll let you be the guinea pig. Let's see how it works on you guys first.
Exactly. So, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, on Wednesdays, my co-host is Judy Lynn Cole, and she surprises us every week with new guests and new information. I sometimes will get the get it early, but not always. And she's bringing wonderful, wonderful guests. I talked to her about bringing Nancy Lee Bentley back so we can talk more about fermented foods, because that's an awesome, awesome subject, especially
That book that I got is so awesome. It is one of the best books I've ever had.
Oh, excellent. Good. So thank you all for tuning in, and I'm not sure where Miss Tammy is. Normally she's here in the studio by now, so I hope that you guys all have a blessed morning and afternoon. I'm going to start including that for you, Miss Cookie.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I sure appreciate you being here with us, Cookie.
Well, thank you. I enjoy the information you always give.
Thank you so much. Well, I it's not all from me. I have this huge... a huge group of dedicated people who are out there researching articles, et cetera. And they're constantly bringing new information and keeping us up to date on what's going on. So, God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good day.
It is now time for Crazy Dragon's Den, and I am your hostess, the Crazy Canadian. Just before we start, a lot of dispute about my Crazy Dragon, Crazy Canadian name, and the fact that I do have Morgellon. And because I have Morgellon, and it's a stereotype thing that people like me are supposed to be crazy. But to explain myself, I have been a Crazy Dragon for over 20 years. I earned the name. If anybody knows me, they're probably laughing, saying, oh, yes, she is definitely a crazy dragon. But it's no insult intended to anybody in any form because of my station name, my show name, sorry, not my station name. We are Freedomizer Radio, but my show name, Crazy Dragon, and me being the crazy Canadian. Crazy as in I'm a lot of fun and I do crazy antics to make you laugh. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Anyway. With that being said, I am looking for callers today. I would love to hear from you today. If you have an incident of Morgellons or a doctor's incident of Morgellons or something you have found that has helped you with your Morgellon syndrome, I would love to hear from you today. On that note, and the reason why I found this was so important to me to talk to you about it today and to get your input is because I had a naturopath appointment yesterday and it was a wonderful appointment. I made a little post in my Facebook group called Morgellons, Much More Than That, and I'm going to read that to you now because it's easier if I do that than try and remember it off the top of my head. So this was the post I did on my Facebook group, Morgellons, Much More Than That, because I really do feel Morgellons is much more than that. Naturopath update. I'm doing great. I feel like me again, except for the battle scars, but I'm on the right track. I changed everything to organic, no more GMO food. That was the biggest turning point for my illness. Stomach, acid reflux, bloating, joint pain, nausea, sleeplessness, bowel issues, it's all gone. I stopped taking all my prescribed meds. But I would not recommend you do this. This is my condition and this is my choice. My blood pressure is under control, first time in 30 years. My skin feels like skin again. And I'll tell you, it's amazing to think that I could feel real pink, healthy, soft skin again. And to actually touch it and not feel pain is just beyond anything I could have ever hoped for in such a short amount of time. I think it's been 5 months I've been under my naturopath care, and it's just been amazing to me. So, yeah, my skin feels like skin. The sores, they're diminishing really rapidly now. I do break out, but they're not as severe as they have been. They're not as deep as they have been, and I'm not getting as much material out as I normally would have when I have a flare. So I'm also at the end of my Herxheimer reaction. Now, with the Herxheimer reaction, you must be careful with this reaction. It can cause organ damage, heart attack, stroke, and death. So be informed before you do any detox. And the reason I'm stressing this is because if you do have a bacterial infection or something that you're not really aware that you have and the detox starts to kill these things off, what happens is your arteries and organs can get clogged with the dead bodies. And this is where issues can come in. There's more to it than that. That's not my forte, but I'm just telling you, you have to be very, very careful with the Herxheimer process. A lot of people, when they do start getting better and starting the Herxheimer process, feel that they are getting worse. That is absolutely not true. What is happening is you are forcing whatever's hurting you out, and you are pretty much combining maybe years of future pain into a couple of months to be gone. And if you can maintain that and control that, you will probably never have an issue again. But the point is informed. You have to be informed, and you have to be on top of yourself, of your body. And that's pretty much all I can tell you about that. You know yourself better than anybody else does. So I am thanking the disappearance of the sores to my naturopath, who is helping me heal from the inside out, and it's working. Organic sulfur every week as per her dosage by examining me. My appointments with her are roughly $37, by the way. She's very inexpensive. My first initial visit was, I believe, $60, and that's where she spent the hours. She asked me questions. She looked at me, and she believed me. That was the biggest thing. It was a hard time finding a naturopath that actually would work with a Morgellon victim. So we determined the organic sulfur. Now that I'm past that point, not the organic sulfur, but the initial visit, now I'm down to $37. And that includes my sulfur prescription that she gives me that I do take every week. And if I don't take my sulfur, I start to reflare and they get really nasty. So I know if I've missed a day, it's time to get on my organic sulfur. She also suggested that I drink organic lemons and a liter of water first thing in the morning as my gentle daily detox. This kills parasites in my gut from the processed foods I had eaten in the past. Wow. When they first started, I was totally impressed with the efficiency and knowledge that my naturopath lady has about what my body was and is going through. So I'm really impressed with what she has been able to suggest that I do and follow her protocol, and it's working. And it's nothing really expensive. It's nothing really drastic, and it's all natural, and it's working. So I also noticed that if I miss my morning lemons, I suffer for a day after. So I'm really, really diligent on my morning lemon and water. As soon as I get up, I'm at my fridge. I'm cutting about 3 or 4 lemons in half. I'm squeezing all the juice out in a container, and then I add my liter of very cold. I like my water cold, very cold water. I don't add anything else because I find I don't need anything else. I'm very happy with the lemon taste. I love the fact that it's nice cold water, and I can guzzle that down first thing in the morning. Next thing you know, you got to do your morning constitutional, and everything is coming out just fine and roses. So now I'm at the point in this condition where I can wake up in the morning with a reason to get out of bed, and it doesn't hurt to get out of bed anymore. I'm not laying there thinking, oh my God, I need to roll out of my bed and what's going to hurt as soon as I hit the floor. That's not happening anymore. Another thing is I'm not sticking to my jammies. I'm not sticking to my sheets. I have no more lesions that are festering and seeping and discharging materials. I have nice, healthy scabs, and I have nice, healthy, healing skin. I have no craters. Everything is evening out. The only thing that you can tell that I had an issue with the Morgellon lesions is the fact that the pigmentation of my skin is altered. It's now white. It looks like I have burn marks. But that's okay. It's skin. I'm now protected in that area again. Because remember, your skin is your biggest organ in your body. If your skin starts to fail, something is definitely going wrong in your biology. Your skin protects you from all the outside elements that are constantly bombarding you every waking moment. So to heal my skin from open lesions, I'm more than thankful. I no longer have to fear about this skin eating disease or any other kind of infection that may contact me, that I may be able to go swimming again. You can't swim in a public pool because if you have open wounds, you're not allowed to swim. I would never consider even putting my lesioned body into a lake for fear of God knows what I could pick out of that in my sore. So as much as I love swimming, I haven't been able to do it for years because of the condition. This summer, I just might be able to, and I'm really excited about that. And guess what? That person who called my home to tell me this was right. Oh, wait, I missed something. Waking up. So 5 years of torture is now leaving. I figure in a week I will have no more wounds anywhere. And I put a big smiley face there so everybody can see me beaming. I'm just so happy. I can't wait to see what the next phase of health is going to be with my end lady. Right now, she's my hero. And I followed the advice given to me directly from Carnicom's Institute when they called me personally to tell me, heal from the inside out. Guess what? That person who called my home to tell me this was right. I can't remember his name. He was a volunteer. But for you out there, sir, thank you from the bottom of my heart for calling me personally, concerned about my well-being and desperate for answers. So thank you, everybody. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Much love with everyone. Mwah, XO, and a heart. See how sentimental and sappy I am. But that is my, I don't know, ending for the last 5 months of struggling with my condition, dealing with the Herxheimer, second-guessing myself, wondering if I'm doing the right thing. Is it the right thing? What else is out there? Oh, my God, how much more confusing could it be for someone like me? I'm hoping maybe even in a few months, well, maybe not a few months, but in the future I'll be able to work again. That I'm looking forward to as well because I miss my independence that way. And that was my post on my Facebook group, More Gallons, Much More Than That. I did get quite a few likes and a couple of comments, and I wrote, thanks, guys. I feel like I reached the top of a mountain. Phew! And I'll tell you, it has been quite the battle. So, with that being said, I see I have a caller in my switchboard, so I'm just going to take a moment to check this out. Now, caller, I can't tell if you're Skype or a number. I noticed that a number 111 comes up often in the shows. So I'm going to unmute you, and if you want to talk, you go ahead. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I'll get the hint, and I will remute you, and I will continue on. Okay, so you're ready. Here we go. Hi, caller, are you there?
Are you picking up my line?
I am, Cookie. Hi.
Listening. I'm sorry. I don't know what it shows up on your thing, but I love listening.
I know, Cookie. Thank you. Yeah, well, what happens, because I've been watching with Cheryl's switchboard, too, that you'll see the numbers 111111, and I've always assumed it's you, but you're not always on. And then the other day, I seen this same number on the switchboard three places, so I'm thinking, oh, this must be something different, either Skype or phone line or how it works on the switchboard. So I make sure I double-check because I don't want to ignore anybody. So,
well, I've gotten cut off many times, and I just call back in. But I love listening to the show, and that's what I'm here for, just listening. So thank you.
Thank you, Cookie, and it's so good to talk to you always.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon. Okay, well, that was my wonderful friend, Cookie. I love talking to her. I listened to her with Cheryl, See the Power in You, is before my show, and I really enjoy listening to Cookie's proclamations. And on Cheryl's topic, I love Cheryl's show. I'm one of her fans. She has some great, healthy, helpful tips in her shows. She has the most excellent guests that are just so broad in their information and how they want to share it. Also, Cheryl has the See the Power in You website, which is also full of great ideas and information for everybody. I'm going to check into the chat room now and see what's going on in there, because also if you join the www.freedomizerradio.com and check out that website, you can join our chat room. And you can either join in on a chat, add a comment, see some of the links that are up there. There's always something new and happy going on in the chat. Happening, I meant to say. And I see, hey, Crazy, and that's from Junior's Mama. Hi, Mama, nice to hear you. And there's Tessa in there. Nice to see you there again, Tessa. I'd purr, but it'd probably sound funny on the radio, so I just won't go there. Oh, so yes, anybody can come and talk on or come and listen to our shows on Freedomizer Radio. We have a lot of wonderful shows and guests or hosts that have so much interesting things to say, so many interesting things to say. I'm having a hard time talking today. I see the sun outside, and I keep looking at the sky and getting distracted because spring is finally here, and I'm so happy about that. I've actually been on my motorcycle a couple times now, and it's been lovely. Bike's running good. I'm feeling good. Actually, I'm feeling excellent, excellent, excellent. I can't believe how good I feel. So if anybody wants to call me on Crazy Dragon's Den, you can call me at 347-324-3704. I would love to hear from you today. Anything pertaining to More Gallons, chemtrails, GMOs, if you want to talk about those, that's fine. I have friends that are targeted individuals. If you want to call me up, that's fine. We can talk. I had some really interesting guests the last little while. The one that's the most memorable standing out to me right now is Jeff from the UK. And he gave us a wonderful interview about sound frequency. And one of the most interesting things on his interview was what he had to say about cats and their purring. And I found this most fascinating because I do have a cat. He's a Burman. And he's purring all the time. And even though I'm not a cat person, I really like this cat. And when I'm feeling bad or down or blue, I can pick up this cat. And for whatever reason, I would always feel calm. I would feel loved. I would feel warm. I would feel better. And when I heard Jeff mention that a cat's purr has a healing quality, it kind of all clicked and made sense. And he went on to explain that cats have 9 lives. They fall off buildings and they seem to be able to get up and walk away. But what you don't know is they'll go off somewhere and they will purr. And this purr can go to different levels of frequency depending on that particular need of the injury. And it has been documented that a cat's purr can actually heal bones. And I found that utterly amazing and totally blew my mind, because I don't know, for me being a big animal lover and understanding animals probably more than most people do, it just it made so much sense. Absolutely. So I have a whole new respect for my cat, as old and senile and deaf as he is. I now look at him with total respect when I hear him at 6 in the morning saying, "Meow, Mom, feed me now. I'm not going to wait for you to wake up." So I just keep that in mind when I look at him and say, "Oh, you've been healing me all this time, my wonderful little kitty cat." In the meantime, I do have my 2 dogs, which I thought were my best comfort, but they make big mess. All that hair right now, they're blowing their coat, but I still love them. Their healing qualities is comfort and playing and licks and training and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, my animals are fun. So it is now 7:15. I'm going to hit some commercials right now. And I'm hoping that some callers are going to come in, because, again, I would love to hear from you today. I get really bored talking about myself. I'm sure people want to hear things other than what I've been going through on this little journey. Before I hit commercial, here we go. I will be getting some guests. We're going to bring David and Jeff back. If you tried to join me on Monday, my 2-hour show, the 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time show, I apologize. I had severe technical problems all around the board. I was booted off the internet for quite a few hours, actually. And my co-host forgot it was our show time, and he didn't show up. And my guests were left hanging because I had no way to contact them to let them know what my situation was. And again, thank you, Cheryl, for saving my behind. You are the bestest ever. Boy, I'm going to have to start a little list of my heroes, because my naturopath's one of them, and Cheryl, you are definitely one of them. So I will be rebooking David and Jeff to my show. David wanted to talk about chemtrails and super soldiers. And Jeff, we were going to have him come back and talk about his frequency and sounds and stuff like that. A really interesting man. I was really floored how well-traveled he is and how he had studied with the Tibetan monks, learning the chants. And he actually gave a demonstration of a chant, and it blew my mind how well he did it. It was just amazing. So I am going to be bringing Jeff back again. We have been talking, and we actually had a great conversation the other day. This is why I'm bringing up the cats again. And I've also got a few more guests. I am lining up a friend of mine who is a targeted individual. I'd like for her to come on and explain what she's gone through. She also suffers from the Morgellon condition, and she lives here in Canada. And she's ripped on the ball. She's very informative. She's networked a lot of people that are for the cause and are helping other people who are in the same situation. My friend Marie from Sweden is also a targeted individual and has Morgellons, and she's been on the show before. We're trying to get Marie back. We did try last week, but again, there's something going on with her Skype connection and getting onto this radio show. For some reason, her and I can Skype no problem on my iPhone or Facebook or just on my computer, but when it comes to showtime, there's difficulties, and it just frustrates her, and I don't even try and work her through it. I just want her to relax and not be so stressed about it. But we will get Marie back at another time. You may have seen Marie. She's been on The Truth Denied with Roxy, and she's also on YouTube. You can see a lot of Marie's videos about her struggles and what she's trying to learn about Morgellon. And remember, she's in Sweden, so this is not just a locale syndrome. This is planetary, worldwide, everything, animals included. And keep that in mind. It's just not people that have to deal with what's happening to us. There are animals out there that are suffering, and no one is helping them either. I also have another really good friend. Actually, she's new to me, but we hit it off so good, and she's become a very dear friend. We talk almost every day now. And her name is Indiana Duchess, and she is a psychic medium. A very, very right-on medium, I have to say. And she has over 20 years experience in her profession, and she also does hypnosis. But she has graciously accepted my offer to come and join me one of these weeks, and I really look forward to you hearing her and listening to what she has to say. You are invited to call in to talk to her. This is how she does connect with people. And I have to admit, she read me, and there's things she said about me. There's no way anybody could even know some of the terrible things that I had to go through to get me to where I am now. And she recognized it, acknowledged it, and I'm forever, forever thankful for that. She healed me mentally and spiritually while I heal myself physically. So I really, really look forward to her coming on. I've also been talking with a couple other people. I have another associate, Marcia, that does a lot of Morgellon videos and does a lot of study and has been doing this for quite a while. We've been talking, and I think she's almost ready to join me here on Crazy Dragon's Den, so I really look forward to that. So anyway, with that being said, I'm going to throw out a couple of commercials here, and I look forward to hopefully hearing from you. If you want to call in, again, the number is 347-324-3704. Or you can Skype in. If you have a Skype account, you can Skype to Skype for free. All you have to do is go to www.freedomizerradio.com, click the live tab, find the green icon that has Crazy Dragon in it. There's three shows, The Truth, See the Power, Crazy Dragon. Click on that. You will see a window that comes up, and you will have the 347-324-3704 number. And beside that number, you're going to see a blue button that has a white S, and that is your Skype button. If you press that Skype button, follow the instructions, I will see you on my switchboard, and I will be able to talk to you, and you will be able to talk to me. You will get an operator come on asking you to press 1. Ignore that. It doesn't work. But please, Skype in. I would love to hear from you today.
I'm not a lab rat.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, Spinozex. 80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
But if Prop 37 passes, they'd have to put labels on genetically modified foods.
So vote yes on Prop 37.
It's up to you.
You and the dog,
Hello. You
can vote.
I can't vote. All right. I'm a kid.
Vote yes.
No, I'm on the radio.
Yes. Please vote yes on Prop 37.
On a commercial right now, so I'll be able to talk to you.
Can't the cookie?
What's up?
How will you vote?
when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state.
My commercial's ending.
Think about our children.
Okay, give me a call in button. Hold on.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show.
But they do want the propane.
Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarVay. And SolarVay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have SolarVay, not just for the first month, but the whole time that person has SolarVay. You sign up enough people, and SolarVay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. That's SolarVay, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up for three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com. Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I want to play one more ad for you. This one, I want to explain it a little bit. We all know Trish Springsteen here on Freedomizer Radio, and she does a radio show here. This is something that she developed, and I truly believe this is very beneficial for people that have skin irritations or whatever. And I'm bringing it up because I also watched a video she presented about the where she lives in Florida at the Gulf and what they did with the sands and how she dug down into the sand and found the tarred sand that they covered over with unnatural sand. And she had this product because as she was digging, her hands got all oily and disgusting. And she sprayed this product that she developed, and the oil and residue just disappeared. It just broke down and became nothing. And it was that simple. And if she has a product like that, she was able to make, why are we not able to fix up the rest of the environment with these kind of products? This is something that is making me go, But I am really impressed with Trish. She has gone above and beyond the call of anybody that has a passion about anything. And I wish her all the success in her endeavors. I think she's doing remarkable, remarkable work as a wonderful human being, scientist, inventor, nurse that she is. She's just awe-inspiring. So with that being said, Trish, this is for you. This is your commercial, and I just admire you in so many ways. And keep up the good work, Trish.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I just visited the chat room here on Freedomizer Radio, and I would like to give a shout-out to my mystery guest, 101. Hi, MG. Nice to see you here. And again, we still have Mama out there. Tess is out there. I see a Pat and FL. Nice to see you out there. It's really nice to have some people out there in the chat room that can laugh at me, cry with me. Oh, thank you, waving back, mystery guest. And can giggle at me when I screw up words like paradigm with paradigm and all that stuff. So thank you, everybody, for joining me today. It's so nice to see everybody. Still no callers yet, but that's okay. That just means that you're going to check out my radio show later in the archives, which is very easy to do. I've actually had a few requests on my Facebook account to, hey, Tammy, how do we get a hold of your other shows, and are they recorded? And yes, they are. If you go to freedomizerradio.com website, you can click the link that says FR Tour. When you click on the link that says FR Tour, you will get FR Archive. When you click on that link, all you have to do is find the dates of my shows, which are always on Mondays and Wednesdays, and find the name, and you will be able to click on that link, and it will take you directly to that My Hour show. I think it's My Hour show. It could be all 3 hours because it's a three-hour block. I'm going to have to double-check on that. And I also noticed somewhere that there is a link that I can access all my archive shows, but I'm still kind of computer illiterate, and I can't find it. So when I do find it again, I will be posting it or letting people know. So with that being said, yes, you can always check any of our hosts and radio shows in the FR archive on freedomizerradio.com website. Now, let's see. Yeah, I knew FL was Florida. Thank you, Tess. I just didn't want to say it out loud, you know. Last time I talked, my last show would have been Monday, right, because I had two shows Monday. My second one was a mess. My show on Monday, I talked about the many things, different Morgellon contributing factors that people claim, and the list is quite extensive. Some really do stand out, others don't. Others are just, confused people. I also wanted to add that PBDE is an outgassed by computers, TVs, and is immunotoxic. Okay, so immunotoxic means it is so totally toxic to your immune system. It will damage it and deplete it. 40% used, okay, this PBDE, 40% of it is used in outer casings of computers, printers, and TVs. That's horrifying. That would probably explain why sometimes I don't feel good when I'm in my office in front of my computer because I do have my own separate workspace in my house. I have an office here. I have three desks. At one point, I had two desktops and two laptops going on, but I've managed to crash both my desktops. One laptop is newer, and I hate it. That's one that gives me the most spelling mistakes. It seems to work better than my other laptop, which I had in college 5 years ago that I use specifically for grooming now. But, yeah, as long as I keep my windows open, fan going, summer is here. Well, spring is officially here, but it's summer weather. I keep my windows open, and I'm feeling so much better for that. We also have BFR, brominated flame retardants. There's a Deca BBE and a Penta plus Octa BDE. These brominated flame retardants, they are found in Gatorade and other drinks like that. They are carcinogenic and more. The Deca BBE and the Penta and Octa BDE, they were supposed to have been taken off the market by 2004. So I would be checking into that. That's another one of those things that's making me go, because if they're putting mercury and lead and stuff in baby food and fluoride in baby water, infuriates me that things could get this far and people don't say or notice anything. I also want to talk about different Morgellon doctors and specialists that I have read up on that have some kind of information on the Morgellon condition. I'm just going to say names. There's a Dr. Stricker. There's a Randy Weimar from OSU. There's a Cliff Mickelson and a Dr. Satovsky, a Dr. Michael Castle. He's the one that talks about cationic polymer film fibers. That is particular interest because a lot of Morgellon victims seem to have these plastic kind of fibers and stuff coming out of them, but I don't know if it's related, but very interesting. Then, of course, there's Carolyn Carter. She is a scientist that was studying a sample that was sent to her and got in contact with it and ended up having a severe Morgellon reaction, complete with lesions all over her face and upper torso, and she was severely affected. She has some papers out, and she's been on some radio shows. We have a Dr. Anthony Bewley, and he's an open-minded doctor in the Morgellon cause. There's a Peter Main. He's a general doctor of dermatology. He's also Morgellon sympathetic. We have Gwen Scott. She is the naturopath that has been working with Clifford Carnicom all these years. I've been watching her videos, and I've been reading up on her stuff, and she really has got it together on what's going on with her body. And when you understand the baseline of what the root cause is to the condition, it makes it easier to be able to not cure it, but control it, control a lot of the factors that contribute to it. So big kudos going out to Gwen Scott for her perseverance in what she's been doing. There's also Will Spencer. He's an investigative reporter. He also has his own brand of health products out there, and he does talks about certain things. I've read his stuff. I totally believe what he says about the environment and how things relate and how we are lacking in so many things and how molds and funguses and bacteria and stuff have evolved and are affecting our bodies. So if you can understand some of that stuff, you would understand where exactly Will Spencer's coming from. We also have Ken Lola, Morgellon's doctor or person that is into the Morgellon situation. There's also the Dr. Hildegard Stringer, who was a microbiologist. I believe she is now deceased. She was a cancer doctor that had started working on the Morgellon condition way when I believe she also came out with a invention called the Zapper, which worked on frequency sound waves to kill cancer cells. that zapper is also called the, oh my goodness, I've forgotten the word. It starts with an R. Anyway, it was another frequency bacteria buster. And it has gone over some changes. There's more history on it than I care to know. My friend Jeff from the UK has got it all figured out. He's the one that actually schooled me. I'm really impressed with that man. I also know from him that the zapper, or the other machine I'm trying to think of, this is one of these Morgellon moments. I call it a brain fart, you know, when you know the word but you can't think of the word, it's on the tip of your tongue and you just can't spit it out. Rice machine, yeah, that's the one. So anyways, these machines have been, and frequency does react to organs, viruses, bacteria, stuff like that. So yes, it has been shown that the sound frequency can totally destroy and blow up these little cells. But the trick of it is you have to know what the cell is that you're fighting. You have to exactly know the frequency that you need to kill that specific cell. What you don't realize, and Jeff brought this up to me yesterday when we were discussing some aspects, was that if you are not careful on your frequencies, you can kill the good bacterium and flora that is in your body that balances everything out. So I'm telling you that out of fear for your safety. I'm also telling you that so that you will really, truly inform yourself what you are doing. I understand that there's devices that have multiple frequencies now, so please, please be aware. I also just thought that when I was talking with Jeff a few weeks back and we were talking about the Rife machine and the zapper, he went into a big history about it. I think it was Mr. Rife had invented it, if I'm not mistaken. I'm probably mistaken on that. But when he died, all his research material and the devices went to the, what was it, the Scientology religion, I believe he called it. Yeah, the Scientology religion. They are the people that own that device now. So I have no idea why or what for or what they're going to do with it. But that's something that's kind of making me go, So I'll be following that little aspect. So I'm going to check back into the old chat room, see how everybody's doing in there. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see everybody, and we're all still here. That's so great to see. And in my switchboard, nobody wants to talk to me today. You know, I understand that this is a work day. My hours for the radio show make it a little funky for some people to call in because they are working. Because I do get people say, oh, gee, Tammy, I missed your show. I was working. I would have loved to call in. It's a great topic. Oh, gee. You know, but that's okay. It's archived, and there will be a time when you do get your moment. This is why I'm really excited about my second part of Mondays, because I get 2 hours to talk to you wonderful people and have you listen to what we have to say and hopefully get you to call in and tell me what you have on your mind. I do have, 14 minutes left, so if anybody's brave enough to try and give me a call, 347-324-3704, I will see your number in the switchboard. I'm hoping my switchboard's not giving me any problems today or the other previous host, because we have been having issues. Okay, so let's check out the backstage of Freedomizer Radio. Yes, we have a backstage. This is where you, our fans, can actually check out what we're doing, who our guests are going to be, what our times are. Feel free to add yourselves. I think that's a great idea. Now, let's see what's going on. I'm going to share some news. We did have a new host, but he recently has other venues that he had to travel. So let's move on to the barefoot bushcraft. Join the Wolfman. And Wolfman is spelled with a double A. That's interesting. Wolfman? At 2 p.m. PST on Saturday. The show focuses on all manner of outdoor pursuits, including bushcraft, camping, hiking, prepping, firearms, archery, knives, long-distance hiking, barefoot hiking, wild edibles, and primitive living skills. This is a call-in show, and people are encouraged to call in and ask questions with the host. This show I'm really excited about because he's hit almost everything that I'm into. And with that being said, I bought myself a camper bus two weeks ago. So I'm really excited that I'm going to be camping a lot this summer. I'm really excited about that because I will be able to put a garden in where my little bus is located. And that's really exciting for me because that is the start of my getting better and being self-sustaining and relearning what I've lost while I become urbanized. I should have been born on a farm and stayed on a farm, but nope, I ended up being in a city and hating every minute of it, and I think that's also contributed to part of my sickness. What else have we got going on here? Oh, by the way, Grandma, if you're listening, happy 90th birthday! 90 years young, my grandma. Oh, boy, not too much going on that I've noticed. Yeah, we got to update the bulletin board. And I got to work on commercials so I can actually put some stuff on this bulletin board. Speaking of which, let me pump myself for a little bit. You can hear my shows every Monday and Wednesday. On Mondays, I have two shows. My Monday early show is 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But again on Mondays, from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, you can catch Crazy Dragon's Den again. And we like to talk about anything and everything on that particular show. Anything goes with that one. As long as it's respectful and tasteful and I approve, we're good to go on that. You can also hear me on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If there is a topic you would like me to discuss on Crazy Dragon's Den, you can email me. Oh, thank you, Tessa, William Rake. Thank you very much. You can email me at crazydragons.den@freedomizerradio.com. That is my email for the show, and I have been getting emails, just not the ones I was hoping for, but please do email me, and I will work what I can to fulfill your request on my show, or if you have any questions or anything, please email me. I would definitely love to hear from you. What else have we got going on today? I was really hoping people would call me up, so I wasn't overly prepared for topics today. I was really hoping we'd have a gab fest, but that's okay too. I'm sure I can find stuff to fill out my gaps. Let me check on my Facebook and see what kind of news I can find on there while I'm killing my next, how many minutes have I got left? Look at that, I have 9 minutes left. So, checking out the Facebook. Well, I did post my archives of my shows. Oh, and I actually took pictures of chemtrails off my deck today and posted them because I find a lot of my friends are still very confused about the difference between chemtrails and condensation trails, chemical trails. They will follow a jet plane, and that tail does not disappear. In fact, it spreads out and gets wider, and you will probably notice that these tails, there will be multiple planes, and they will make a pattern in the sky. sometimes you'll get lines beside lines beside lines, but then again, get those lines, and they will cross over and get a checkerboard pattern in the sky. The difference between chemical plane trails and condensation plane trails are the condensation trail will only last 30 to 35 seconds after the plane goes by. You will only see the condensation trail at a certain altitude at a specific temperature. So it does not happen all the time. It's a right kind of combination of things to get that end result. Whereas the chemical trails are followed behind the jet and they do not dissipate. They do not go away. They just spread out and cover. Those, my friends, are the poison. This is what we need to try and stop. If you can stop that stuff, people like me with the Borg-Allen syndrome will get better. Animals will get better. Your forests, your trees, your lakes will get better. Our breathing will get better. As it stands now, our oxygen has been totally replaced by this aerosol spraying, and we are breathing in whatever they are dumping on us at any given time, whatever their whim is. So, please look up. Be aware. Be concerned, because I know I am. What else have I got? Oh, this is a great picture. It's called the original PlayStation, and what you can see is a nice forest setting with a little creek running through it. And if anybody's a nature lover like me, you will totally get the original PlayStation. There were so many levels of playing you could do in nature. I just love it. Here's something interesting. It's not Morgellon related, but I find it very concerning. This definitely is something that makes you want to go, this is what it is. I got it off Facebook this morning, and I've been passing it around. So where do I want to start? This is just something to think about. The only thing wrong with this, the government's calculation of available Social Security, is they forget to figure in the people who died before they ever collected a Social Security check. Where did that money go? So I'm going to continue reading on here. Remember, not only did you and I contribute to Social Security, but your employer did too. It totals 15% of your income before taxes. If you averaged only $30,000 over your working life, over your working life, that's close to $220,500. Read that again. I have to say it again first. I'll do it again. If you averaged over $30,000 over your working life, that's close to $220,500. Did you see where the government paid in one single penny? I don't see them paying anything into that at all, actually. We were talking about the money you and your employer put in a government bank to ensure you and I that we would have a retirement check from the money we put in, not the government. Now, they are calling the money we put in an entitlement when we reach the age to take it back. If you calculate the future invested value of $4,500 per year, yours and your employer's contribution, at a simple 5% interest, less than what the government pays on the money that it borrows, after 49 years of working, you'd have $892,919.98. If you took out only 3% per year, you'd receive $26,786.60 per year, and it would last better than 30 years until you're 95 if you retire at age 65. And that's with no interest paid on that final amount on deposit. If you bought an annuity and it paid 4% per year, and you'd have a lifetime income of $2,976.40 per month. If you have a spouse who died in their 50s, their Social Security money will never have 1 cent drawn from what they paid into Social Security all their lives over the past 30 years. Did you catch that, people? Okay, I'm going to reread that. If you have a deceased spouse who died in their 50s, their Social Security money will never have 1 cent drawn from what they paid into Social Security all their lives over the past 30 years. The folks in Washington have pulled off a bigger Ponzi scheme than Bernie Madoff ever did. Entitlement my foot. I paid cash for my Social Security insurance. Just because they borrowed the money from other government spending doesn't make my benefits some kind of charity or handout. Remember, congressional benefits, free health care, outrageous retirement packages, 67 paid holidays, 3 weeks paid vacation, unlimited paid sick days. Now that's welfare. And they have the nerve to call my Social Security retirement payments entitlements. We're broke, and we can't help our own seniors, veterans, orphans, or homeless. Yet in the last few months, we have provided aid to Haiti, Chile, and Turkey, and now Pakistan, home of Bin Laden. Literally billions, if not trillions of dollars are unaccounted for. They call Social Security and Medicare an entitlement, even though most of us have been paying for it all our working lives. And now, when it's time for us to collect, the government is running out of money. Why did the government borrow from it in the first place? It was supposed to be in a locked box, not part of a general fund. Sad, isn't it? 99% of the people won't have the guts to forward this, but I'm in the 1%, and I just did. And now I've just read it to you, and I want you to be very, very concerned, and I really want you to stand up and say, something's going on here. I also read recently that the CIA has been sending out $1 million monthly entitlement checks to different countries for studies really not relevant to anything except for control. That should be looked into as well. I only have a minute left here, and I'm going to end with that. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. It would have been nice to have some callers, but again, it's probably the time frame that I'm at. Everybody is working or enjoying the sun. I don't blame you for enjoying the sun at all. Oh, my God, that's where I'm going next. I think I'm going to go for a bike ride, in fact. So thank you for joining me today. I will be back on Monday and Wednesday. I hope you join me then. I'm going to leave you with one fast little note. The Monsanto Awareness is coming up May 25th. I did mention my last show that that was our long weekend. I was mistaken. The 17th is our Canada Day long weekend. So, hey, no interference from Canada about the Monsanto March to bring awareness to the poison that they are distributing to the world. Okay, everybody, I would love for you to have a great day. Our next show is coming up next. Please don't forget to refresh your screen.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.